Hello, my name is Jerry Pratt, and I'm the Economic Development Officer with Clearwater County. Welcome to the latest episode of our podcast series that delves into the issues that will impact the lives of county residents. In this episode, we look at the importance of internet access to the success of small businesses. As most business owners would agree, high-speed, reliable internet access is no longer a complementary piece of the puzzle, but rather an essential service that businesses need to grow, compete, and innovate. It also is critical to public safety and quality of life. This has led to calls for recognizing internet connectivity as an essential service.
As the government turns to technology to help MPs work through this pandemic, there are calls for Ottawa to make sure everyone can do the same. With more and more people working from home, some say home internet access should be an essential service.
I think if someone was to hear that people in Canada have issues accessing broadband, it might surprise them, because when you think of Canada, we're a developed country, we have lots of things that are accessible to us. Why is this still an issue in Canada?
Well, in Canada, it's an issue because we're a large country. There's conditions of market failure that disadvantage the rural areas. And certainly we are seeing the digital divides, and it's plural, not just one divide, but many divides, widen as the accessibility to higher speed internet is affected by where you live and the kind of connection types that are available to you.
Evidence indicates that investments in broadband infrastructure lead to sustained economic growth in rural areas, as businesses are able to overcome geographical barriers and fully participate in the digital marketplace.
Straight and Arrow Boutique, set up just outside of Plamondon, Alberta. Allison Dupre knew opening a business during COVID would be a lot of work, but there is one ongoing obstacle: unreliable internet.
We've definitely noticed such a struggle, and it just seems like there's no good time of day anymore.
Add in kids competing for bandwidth for their schoolwork. Slow internet has always been an issue in parts of rural Alberta, but since COVID forced people home, it's painfully slow.
I mean, a decade is too long. We need this solved yesterday. We can't act on this soon enough or quick enough, or we're really going to leave half of our population behind in Alberta.
In addition, the adoption of new technologies is also strongly correlated with sales growth and profits, offering a promising landscape for the next generation of entrepreneurs. To find out more about how internet access impacts small businesses, I spoke with local business owner and culinary artist Roxanne Franchek of Fork and Delightful to get her perspective. So we're here talking with Roxanne Franchek. Today, she is the owner of Fork and Delightful, which is a catering company, correct?
Yes, correct, Jerry.
So tell me a little bit about your business first.
Wonderful. So our business is catering, and we're also custom cakes and cookies. And we serve Central Alberta, so everywhere from Nordegg to Red Deer. And we actually have retail locations in other businesses in Crosshair Mills and West Edmonton Mall now.
How many employees would you have? I imagine it's a little bit seasonal, but...
It's completely seasonal. So I have one that comes in regularly, and then depending, right now it's grad, got a few other people in, right? And then when we get back into catering, Christmas season is huge for us. We run about 5 weeks and we do over 20,000 cookies. So Ooh. Plus catering, plus, right? So yeah.
And I imagine the pent up demand for weddings has started to come in.
Sure has. And it's gonna be interesting over the next little while to see what happens with the world and how weddings look going forward. We're pretty much almost kind of like 2 years behind now.
Oh.
And we're completely booked for the season, and there's like people have been waiting almost, right? Like 2 years kind of thing, and having to reschedule 3-4 times, and now new people. So if we can go forward and see like weddings like they were in 2019 and before, it's going to be a really big, busy season going forward, and especially next summer. Yeah.
So you have customers all over the province, in fact, probably beyond the province a little bit. How do you keep in contact with them?
All internet. Everything's internet.
Okay.
So the way I run my business, we have no storefront. I wanted to keep it very low overhead cost. So that's how I did it. Storefront's great. Humans are very social. Mm-hmm. We love contact. But I've never done that. I have an inspected studio, like cake facility, in my home. The health inspector comes, we're all through AHS, and then we rent out either the venue we're going to use for catering, or we rent actually two of our local halls, Evergreen and Condor. We love supporting them. And yeah, I pretty much live in Evergreen Hall, you know, 5 weeks here, okay. We're there this week, and it's inspected also. So, you know, we have clients either pick up or we deliver, right? And it's all internet. Like lots of times I've never even met my clients, right? Especially when we're dealing with an event planner or something like that. It's strictly via the internet, quotes, invoicing, everything.
And how is the internet service where you are?
Where we are, we've been really lucky. It's been good. The last little while, really good. Though in the past, we have had spotty problems and from my understanding from my internet provider, with regulations, there's not too many on broadband. So sometimes like the oil field gas pump behind our house would kind of sneak in and use ours.
Oh.
Like, and I don't know all the technical stuff, but like they can, like, you know, just kind of, they call it broadband, but I don't think that's the right terminology. But that can be difficult, right, when you have slow internet. Because without internet, I can't run my business.
Okay. What are other things that you use the internet for?
So beside that, all our emails, quotes, we run a program for all our invoicing over the internet.
So like, that's cloud-based then? Like,
you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have that, and it's a Canadian company, Waves. I don't know if you've heard of it, but all of that's done. People can pay via the internet. Like I said, we never even see them, right? Emailing, all our social media platforms. We use it for everything. If I don't have internet, I can't run my business. Especially right now in the last few years, we've had the gig economy, right? Like everybody's using it for everything, let alone the last year, my kids being online and many others. Like it's as essential as water and electricity.
Yeah. We were mentioning earlier that, it used to be phones and then fax machines for a little while. But now it is Facebook and your website and emails. You don't even talk to most of your customers, probably. It's just all done through email.
It's all done through email. Zoom has come, as we all know, to light a lot this last year. So lots of Zoom meetings, FaceTime meetings, which is nice. It's sure nice being in person though, but and the world is, I think we're just going to see more and more of that, right? Like I think, society as we see it now moving forward it's going to be a lot more of that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in. That was my conversation with Roxanne Franchek of Fork and Delightful. We thank her for her thoughtful insights into the importance of high-speed, reliable internet access to the success of small businesses. For more information about Clearwater County's broadband internet project, please visit www.clearwatercounty.ca/broadband and follow us on Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date on county news. Check out our YouTube channel at youtube.com/clearwatercounty to view upcoming episodes and other county videos. That's it for this episode. Please stay tuned for more. My name is Jerry Pratt, and thank you for joining us.